This is Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm Steve Henn, in for John Moe. Netflix announced it will soon start letting people share what movies they rent with all their Facebook friends. Deborah Aho-Williamson at eMarketer says these days, everyone wants to make watching movies and TV social again.
It used to be, you know, you watch TV in a group with your family. And when the commercials came on, maybe you talked with your family about what was going on in the program.
But who has time to talk to your kids or your friends? We're all too busy staring at our phones. Wait, we could talk about TV on our phones.
You're back at the virtual water cooler talking with your friends.
But it's a little different when you and your friends aren't watching the same thing at the same time. Williamson says a Netflix-Facebook partnership would look a little bit more like mini movie reviews.
It's more on the idea of, hey, I rented this movie and I really like it and I'm going to tell my friends about it. And that's what Netflix wants to do. When it comes to learning about movies that are interesting and fun, finding out from what my friends are doing is much more compelling than a rating service that might just take, you know, a bunch of other people's information and try to compare it to mine and recommend what I like.
For now, the service will only be available in Canada and Latin America and not in the U.S. The reason is a 23-year-old law called the Video Privacy Protection Act. Ryan Kahlo runs the Consumer Privacy Project at the Stanford Center for Internet and Society.
This was a broadly worded law, and it came about because of a judicial nominee for the Supreme Court named Robert Bork, whose video rentals were actually leaked to the paper in connection to his nomination for the Supreme Court. Now, he didn't have anything unsavory in there. It was pretty run-of-the-mill, but people were so disturbed by the possibility that a journalist could call up and easily get your records that Congress passed a law. And so it applied to the rental, sale, or delivery of pre-recorded video cassette tapes, which was the technology of the time, but then it says, or similar audiovisual materials. So it applies today. Years ago, Facebook rolled out a product called Beacon, and Beacon was a partnership where when you went and did other things on the net with partners of Facebook like Blockbuster, it would broadcast that to your news stream. And so, for instance, you would go rent a video from Blockbuster, and it would inform your friends that you had rented a video. Facebook and Blockbuster both were sued for this purpose, and there was a settlement in the case of Facebook that's still unfolding. And so, in other words, this law still has bite.
There's a bill in Congress that would update the law. And Kahlo says it's only a matter of time before we'll be able to see what our Facebook friends are renting. Got a tech problem? Questions about passwords or smartphone security? Let our help desk answer it on the radio. Call 800-388-4487. That's 800-388-4487. Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you might have missed.
About another internet. Researchers are testing new ways to shove data around at speeds so fast, we can't even wrap our little human brains around it. And since this is so experimental, it doesn't make any sense to just hop on the internet we all use. Instead, the researchers are building networks that run on dark fiber.
Dark fiber.
Do you feel like you're in a Harry Potter movie yet?
Yeah, I do.
Well, dark fiber isn't really all that mysterious. It's really just a bunch of cables left over from the dot-com bust, just sitting there, lonely. All that fiber lets researchers at MIT test out new hardware and software in a super fast environment without messing up regular traffic.
No magic? No Dumbledore?
Nope. It's just a bunch of cables.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Steve Henn. In for John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.